News. I'm Laura Winters.
What do you say to members of your own party who are saying you needed congressional authorization for last night's strike?
They're wrong, and I sent up this morning when the strikes occurred exactly what happened.
President Biden calls the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen.
I would hope that they don't retaliate, but we're prepared in the event that they do.
That is Lieutenant General Douglas Sims at a Pentagon press conference late Friday afternoon.
The hope would be that any real thought of retaliation is based on a clear understanding that, you know, we simply are not going to be messed with here. This is all about creating freedom of navigation for the international shipping.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains at Walter Reed Medical Center being treated for complications related to prostate cancer surgery. Iowa under a winter weather warning, freezing snowy Iowa, the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses on Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
That is Nikki Haley campaigning in Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also shaking lots of hands in the state with his wife by his side.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The city of Chicago struggling with housing illegal aliens, the city being accused by taxpayers, many who are lifelong Democrats, of prioritizing migrants over its residents. Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico. USA Business News now, Detroit's North American International Auto Show, moving back to January of 2025 after a less than stellar showing in the month of September where it's been held over the past 2 years. In USA Sports, the University of Alabama picking Washington's Kalen DeBoer to replace legendary coach Nick Saban. He's flown to Alabama late Friday night to meet with the team. Here's USA's Tim Berg on the story.
The college football landscape will be changing forever. Nick Saban is moving on to the next chapter in his life. The Alabama head coach has announced his retirement. In a statement released late Wednesday, Saban said that the 17 years spent in Tuscaloosa weren't just about wins and losses, but about legacy and how they went about it. The goal has always been to help players create more value for their future. He went on to say, "Alabama will always be considered home." I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.